hear a Brooke and Jubal second date update, you can leave worry behind. Your second date update is on. Made live by Jiffy Lube. Live 95.5.
Samantha is on the phone and she wants to call a guy named Charlie. They were set up by friends. They went out to a bar, had a fun time. She thinks that he might have thought the selfie stick she brought along was awkward to take pictures with. And then at the end of the date, there was another awkward moment when they walked outside and saw the moon and she looked up at it and was thinking, this is so romantic. I know that he's just going to lean over right now and we're going to make eye contact and we're going to share a beautiful kiss. And then in his head, it was just, that is a nice moon up there. That sure does look good. It'd be really cool if you would kiss someone in front of that moon, but too bad I don't got nobody to kiss. So it was definitely mixed signals. He wasn't getting the right signals from her. She tried to lean over for a kiss, and he was like, whoa, what are you doing? And she had to play it off like she was getting something off of his shirt. So they parted ways, and she hasn't heard from him since. So we're about to get him on the phone and find out why.
Jubal, I need you to not bring up that I tried to kiss him, please.
Oh, you don't want that information out there.
No, dude, you guys are killing it. I got away with it. Why are you...
Yeah, I mean, you said that you played it off fine, and you said that he had no idea, so I won't bring that up.
That's really funny.
I won't say, hey, did you notice that she was trying to kiss you when you shut her down accidentally?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'll dial his phone number right now, okay? Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Charlie, please?
This is he.
Hey, Charlie, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
What? I'm sorry, what's Brooke and Jubal in the Morning? What can I do for you?
It's a radio show, a morning radio show.
A morning radio show. And what does it have to do with me?
Well, I'm calling you today because we recently got an email about you from one of our listeners.
An email from a listener about me?
Yes.
Why?
Because they recently went out on a date with you and they thought you were awesome, but now you're not calling them back.
Okay, so...
I know, it's weird.
I'll explain it to you, Charlie. I'll explain it to you. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back after, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what happened. So you went out with a girl named Samantha the other day.
Isn't not returning the call enough?
Well, most of the time. Apparently, I mean, it's enough to let them know you're not interested, but they want to know why.
Wow. Yeah, I don't really know if I want to talk about it. I don't know if it would be fair to Samantha. I don't know.
Well,
I
just, if you're thinking about it being fair to her, she is the one who wanted us to do this phone call, and she also said that she's willing to hear whatever the reason is.
I mean, she told us that she thought you guys got along great and that you had good chemistry.
Oh, good chemistry. She said that as well.
Well, not, okay, listen, she didn't say that specifically. That's how I interpreted what she said about the date. Like that you laughed, it was easy. There was
yes,
even...
It was easy to laugh, yes.
Whoa!
Wait, did you mean that, like, did you just insult? Was that an insult?
No, listen. This is difficult. I'm not a jerk. I enjoyed meeting Samantha. It's just obvious to me that she has some drama going on in her life, and I don't want to be involved in it.
Why is it obvious?
I don't know what she told you.
Well, she said that you guys got set up through friends, went to a bar, took a picture there, and then hung out for a little while, and that was about it.
Took a picture there. Okay, yeah. It was more than a picture. It was like a production shoot. She breaks out a selfie stick, has to take a number of different pictures till she finds the right one, then spends more time putting effects and filters on it and whatnot. I was willing to be like, all right, no, you know, whatever, no big deal. But then I get home, and on Instagram, she's got somebody else tagged, and the quote is what freaked me out. She's like, I want to get specifically. Hold on. She says, sorry, Jake, looks like I've moved on.
Nuh-uh.
What?
You were part of a revenge picture?
Oh.
I guess so. I don't know what is going on, but there's some kind of drama there, and I don't... I don't want to be involved in it.
She did not tell us that. She made it sound so innocent, like she was just capturing the moment, and it was no big deal.
I don't want to be involved in any of her drama. I've had that stuff in the past, and I am not ready to deal with it. I don't want it.
Wow. Okay, well, you're probably going to really like the fact that she's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you. Not dramatic at all. So, Samantha...
What are you talking about? She's on the phone?
Yes, she's listening right now. Samantha...
Yeah, hi.
Oh, my God.
So first, Charlie, let me just say that there is absolutely no drama at all to be worried about. And just to explain that post, I recently got out of a relationship, and my ex had done that to me a few weeks ago. And
sounds drama-free.
Well, and so I did it back, but the point is we both shot our shots off the mast at each other, and it's over.
Oh, sure.
All right.
If I could, and listen, Samantha, I really enjoyed your company, and as I said before, I knew you were there, absolutely beautiful girl, but I felt like I had been cast in this role of your boyfriend that you were shooting, like you were just looking for somebody to stand next to you in the Instagram shot.
I'm sorry that it came off that way and I made you feel that way or any of that. I could not be more sorry. But the truth is I really do like you, like quite a lot. and that isn't normally me. It was emotional and sort of just overly excited when I had finally met you and you were you. So I'm hoping that this doesn't kill things.
Oh, wow. Well, that's really nice of you to say, Sam. But I was just kind of like, what the hell is going on here?
I get it.
Yeah, no, but like, really, Sam, like, what were you thinking when you posted it? Were you thinking about how you liked him, or were you just thinking about getting back at your ex?
Honestly, I was like two drinks in, rounding the third, and having fun. And I don't know what made me think this is a good time to do this or that I should at all.
Right, because I mean, I think what you said is really nice, but it is a red flag if you're on a date with somebody and you're two drinks in and the first thought is your ex, right?
Yeah. Right.
Well, no, okay, just in my defense, the first thought wasn't my ex. The first thought was what he said was super funny and I want to remember this moment and I took the picture, but then when I started running it to the filters and saw how good it turned out.
Okay.
Then you thought revenge.
Yeah.
I mean, I get that. I mean, I've been there. Yeah, I understand.
It's a good pick.
You got to understand that it comes off as a little crazy, right, Charlie?
Totally crazy. And it just seems like she's got this thing where she's got to let everybody know, including Jake, that she's going out with somebody else. I don't need this, man. I don't need Jake all of a sudden contacting. Who knows? I don't know how things ended, but all of a sudden I go home. Here I am in her Instagram with a quote that says, "Sorry, Jake, looks like I've moved on."
Well, I will say, Charlie, you should be flattered, though, because no girl would post that if you were ugly. You're obviously an upgrade from Jake, because that is the only reason she would text and tag Jake in that.
The picture really did come out really great, in spite of it all. And I know it was stupid of me to write that caption, and I really hope that I'm not entirely judged by one stupid, buzzed, bad caption.
Well,
you know?
Let's find out. Charlie, would you like to go out with Samantha on another date? We will pay for it. Will you go out with her again?
Can it be social media free?
Oh.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course?
Yeah,
really? I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not so sure I trust you.
Well, give me a chance to build back the trust.
Ooh.
I think you can actually trust her, because if she was going to call us and put all this on the air, and if her ex heard, she looks pretty pathetic right now. So she's just risking a lot for this date, I'm saying.
Thank you.
What do you think, Charlie?
You know what? I think it's worth one more date. Let's do it.
Yay!
Oh, cool!
So that's awesome. Sweet. All right. Well, congratulations, you two. And hey, Samantha, on this date, if you actually do try to lean in for a kiss, it might actually happen.
You weren't supposed to say anything.
Say what? I just thought maybe you guys could share a kiss.